Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Bridgeport Indians athletics. Now, here's the host of Tribe Talk, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
And we welcome you to Tribe Talk. It's episode number 63 of our weekly conversation about Bridgeport Indians athletics. Coming up on this edition of Tribe Talk, we're going to jump back into the pools. The Bridgeport swim season just wrapped up a very successful year as the Bridgeport boys swim team took back the state runner-up in Division I at the Aquatic Center in Morgantown a couple of weekends ago. Girls also performed extremely well on the weekend considering their low numbers. And we're going to talk with one of the senior leaders on the Bridgeport swim team. Jacob Keener will be my guest coming up in a moment. Of course, in our final segment, we'll get you caught up looking back on the last week and looking forward into this week. We're into postseason basketball. Wrestling team had a very successful showing at the regionals. They're ready for the state wrestling meet in Huntington coming up in a week from this weekend. We'll preview that for you on the way as well and put a nice little wrap here on the end of February in our final segment. But Jacob Keener joins me now, senior swimmer for the Bridgeport swim team, state runners-up collectively. Jacob, congratulations on a terrific season. Kind of give me a look back, if you will, on your senior year in the pool.
I'm very grateful for the team that we had this year. This year, my main focus is to have fun. You know, coming into it, senior year, you don't want to have any bad memories about it. And we came in with a goal, came in wanting to try to win another state championship. We were close, but at the end of the day, just have fun. It was a good season.
Yeah, it's. I know the expectation coming in, and I'm sure you knew it as well, was that you guys were going to be very strong on the boys' side this year, and would be in this situation, you know, a couple weekends ago in Morgantown with a chance to win a state championship. Did you feel the same way? I mean, did you in those first couple of meets early in the year? Did you think, okay, we've got an opportunity here?
Yeah, I would say so. We lost a few guys last year because the seniors graduated, but we knew we still had a strong core of like our senior class. We all swam all 4 years. We knew coming in, this is our last chance. We had a strong junior class too step up and get a lot faster this year. And then at our freshmen and sophomores, I figured we have a pretty good chance at it. We had a pretty strong team this year throughout. We only lost one regular season meet, and that was to George Washington. So
the eventual state champions. So take me into the weekend in Morgantown. Tell me about your experience there. Just seeing the pictures, the place was packed. It's obviously a beautiful facility and just a big time environment.
It's a whole nother atmosphere compared to like our regular like dual meets or like invitationals. You show up and everything just feels like a little bit different. The stakes are a little bit higher. You get like that like weird feeling in your stomach. It's an experience for sure, especially for like finals. They do the walkouts. Mm-hmm. When you walk out, you feel like the spotlight's on you. Mm-hmm. And you just got to go swim as hard as you can, give your best effort.
So were you pleased with the prelims and then take me kind of through the finals? Obviously, we'll build up to you guys winning the state championship and get your thoughts on the 200.
Yeah, prelims in the morning felt pretty smooth for, like, most people. Main goal for us was just trying to final people because top eight score. Mm-hmm. So once you get in the top eight, you guarantee at least a point. So the goal in prelims is always try to get as many people in finals as possible. And then when we came back in the evening, we knew we had to fight to hold your position or try to move up. So we all swam really well from between prelims and finals.
So what is the key to a good relay team?
Good communication and trusting your teammates. Mm-hmm. You got to trust that guy to not false start. That's the biggest disqualification in swim. Mm-hmm. It's costing people state titles all the time. And you just got to have a good group of guys that believe in each other and all of a common goal, want to go fast.
You had a late switch. You guys made a little change in the team on the 200 free that won the state championship, switched you off to the 400 free. and you finished third. But, you know, a lot of times in swimming, I mean, obviously you want to win. That's the first and foremost the goal. But there's a larger picture with points, right?
Yeah, you always got to think. You got to, especially like high school swim, you got to put yourself, like, ego aside and just do what you can, do the best for your team.
Tell me about the extra emotions. Did you guys think about this being Coach Grisso's last meet? Was that weighing on you at all?
Yeah, it was good to end her tenure out at Bridgeport. We knew because, like, all season we've been hearing about it. Like, this is her last year. She stayed around for our class. I don't know if you've heard the story or not, but she had all, like, the senior swimmers, she had all of us in class in eighth grade together. So she talked about retiring 4 years ago. She said, I'm going to stick around for these eighth grade boys and see what we'll see what we can do. And we knew coming in, it was her last meet. So our goal was just to send her off on a good note. She carried out the walkout banner for the 200 free relay.
That's cool.
So she got that. She was really happy. She got a little emotional at the end, but I think we all kind of did.
Yeah, for sure. That's a cool story and nice you guys could all go out together. What's next up for you, Jacob?
So I'm going to go to flight school at Fairmont State is my current plan, and I might possibly swim for Fairmont State. I'm talking to the coach now about my possibility of continuing my academic and athletic career.
Well, that'd be great. Well, Pat will take care of you if you decide to do that. So, best of luck at the aviation program and terrific career for you and all your classmates. And know you'll do great things in the future. And we appreciate your time.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Jacob. We'll take the whip around when we come back after this from Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
Shop the President's Day sales event at Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Clarksburg. Last chance for Ram Truck Month. 25 Ram 1500, now to 14 grand off MSRP. Want more? Wranglers and Gladiators up to 13.5 off MSRP. All with up to 125% of KBB for your trade. Smart buyers are making the drive to Clarksburg. And why? Because the bow tie means a better buy. Shop President's Day savings at blackbearjeep.com. See people for details.
All right, recent results. Let's update you on last night. The Bridgeport girls basketball team saw their season come to an end in the opening game of the Region 2 tournament as Bridgeport fell to Elkins 53-37, thus ending their season. Boys basketball team swept Fairmont Senior during the regular season. They wrapped up a 69-47 win at the Fairmont Senior Fieldhouse back on Wednesday night to close set up the close of their year as the regular season finale comes up on Friday night against East Fairmont. And I mentioned also that wrestling was at the regionals last week. And also wanted to note that the freshman basketball team wrapped up their season with a 62-34 win over Robert C. Byrd back on Thursday, February the 19th. All right, I mentioned boys basketball Friday night against Grafton. That's the final game of the regular season. The boys garnered the top seed in the Class AAA Region 2 tournament. They'll await the winner of Lewis County and Elkins for the regional final and the right to go to Charleston. That game will be played on Tuesday, March the 10th at Bridgeport High School at 7 o'clock. And finally, the wrestling team, as I mentioned, had a terrific regional competition showing at Wheeling Park as they finished second overall and qualified 9 wrestlers for the state tournament. University was the regional winner. However, 3 wrestlers won their respective weight class, Eli Knight, John Knight, and Tyler Mason. For Eli Knight, it was his 100th career win with the Indians. Meanwhile, one wrestler finished runner-up, Caleb Ice, 150-pound runner-up. Guys that also qualified were Evan Root, Gabe Martin, and Maddox Putter. Max Smith and TJ Berrigan will all compete at the Marshall Health Network Arena in Huntington for the state competition. That's coming up March 5th through the 7th. That's going to do it for this episode of Tribe Talk. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, powered by Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Located at 1251 Good Hope Pike in Clarksburg, Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School in cooperation with WVRC Media. We're proud to live here, too.